tight.
Or another way of saying that, money.
Scarce.
When you buy something and pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for
some appreciation.
Do you ever hear people say land yet?
No, that must be further north too.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a new one on me.
All right. I think that's around New Orleans.
It must be, probably. Yeah, sounds like it.
And St. Charles puts her head on the ground in terms of...
Thomas Knott.
And you say he ran down the springboard and...
Dove in the water.
And several children have...
Appreciation.
And I was too scared to...
Dive.
And if you dive and it hit the water flat, you call that a...
Belly splash.
Okay. And you say he dove in and what?
Probably swam across.
And several children have
swum.
And children like to
swim.
But if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water and you might
paddle.
Float. Or if you die,
you drown.
Uh-huh. You say yesterday he
drowned it.
And Ashton went down three times. Then you say that he had
drowned.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Miami? You say, well, as things stand now, we're what to go next week?
Ready to go. Okay. Planning to go.
What about aiming Close. To go?
Aiming to go. Fixing to go.
Wait, do you use those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of people do.
What is fixing mean?
Well, I'm getting ready.
Does it mean, would you be fixing?
Planning ahead.
Uh-huh. Does it mean right now, or could it be a week ahead?
No, it could be a week ahead, or any time.
Mm-hmm. And you say she walked up to the altar, and she what down?
Knelt down.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
Lie down. Lay down.
And you say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning, he just, bed. He just...
Laid in bed.
And... What about something that you see in your sleep and say, this is what I...
Planning ahead. Dreamed about. Yeah.
You say, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have
dreamt of.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling. But just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say,
stomped.
Huh?
Stomped it.
And say if you saw a friend of yours walking home alone and you had your car and you say, can I
give you a ride or give you a lift?
Or can I what you home? Can I
carry you home?
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
lead it.
Or you
and pull it.
And the other way is
shove it.
Or push it.
Push.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you say I picked them up and
carried them.
Any other way of saying that?
Lugged them. Lugged them, carried them. Took.
Yeah.
Give me a ride.
Is lug different from carrying?
No. Carry. I just got a heavier load, though.
Then you say you...
Carried them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about packed or toted or...
Yeah, packed or toted. Either one. Packed or toted, either one. All the same thing.
Uh-huh.
All the same meaning. Bugged them, carried.
You tell a child that stove is hot, so...
Don't get burnt.
Dutch.
Touch.
Uh-huh. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell somebody, go...
Bring me a hammer or fetch me a hammer.
Mm-hmm. And the game that children play where one child will be it and another will hide.
Hide and go sick.
Huh?
Hide and go sick.